way, the message from the Lord regarding God's calendar.
There's a celebration going on right now if people have the eyes to see it. A double celebration where people that have been sipping on a thin straw are going to come into refreshings and the outpourings of God upon them if they realize that the voter fraud that can't be stopped in its exposé, such as been launched here today, this Thursday, by Trump's legal team, that the corrupt machine that's got, shall we call it, 1,100 ways to protect themselves, because they're rich and famous and they have the big tech media behind them and they've got the news journalism media behind them, are all in for a big surprise that the real remnant stepping in is going to see the exaggerations that have been leveled against not only the Trump campaign, but more importantly, the conservative platform that he's on. And they're going to come behind and receive a double portion that God, on a limited window, is going to give the blessings of new hearts in this incomparable grace opportunity to the true Church of Christ that responds appropriately. And the whole fraudulent mail-in ballot that was supposedly done to save time is going to detain the entire political process. And that's a good thing, because God's going to use the slow iceberg glacier drift to penetrate the consciousness of people looking on. And what was meant for the safety of the American household by having this ability to mail things in and do things quickly and easily in ways that could not be verified. And now we find there's 186,000 votes in one place alone where the votes have been separated from the envelopes they came in, supposedly leaving no trail to validate. Interestingly enough, 185,000 soldiers were killed by God's death angel, and this is 1,000 more for good measure. And while the rock is in the wood, there's going to be an awakening of God's people. This is why God has authorized all of this to come to pass as he continues to win in his unstoppable triumph. And God's people have blessing in it if they are alert and awakened. Awakened, awakened, awakened. They have been defrauded. Every fake ballot, and it's silly to count ballots just over again that were fraudulent to start with, separated from their envelopes and impossible to verify, and everybody knows with signatures and proper addresses and all the rest. Awaken, awaken, awaken is the message to God's church. He's doing all of this to take the sensibilities of God's people to lead the way as salt and light. And as they rise up, there's going to be a frightening amount of intimidation. Rudy Giuliani's lawyers are already saying that some are dropping out because their children are being threatened, their wives. And it's tough to even get lawyers in right now because the opposition is so fierce, it's going to remain so. But lawful government in this case is going to have the protection of the police force behind the Trump platform, and the protections will stay in place. And while the common people will freeze in terror for a time, they will come out of their hibernation. They'll come to the fore. And as they do, and God dismantles a superstructure that has been in place for over 20 years. It's only just now manifesting itself. The cultural revolution is not happening in the moment. It's only manifesting in the moment. And all of it's going to come down to zero, the Hebrew word hevel, and start all over again. But instead of having a sense of futility, it's going to rise to kingdom goals. The disenfranchised voters are going to see God at work. The dark opposition, which has been overconfident in their numbers and protected by the shields of social media and the big tech companies, are going to be overturned by the X factor, God himself, who's going to let this process drag out, but always towards his goal, lengthy as it may be. The arrogance of the other side falling into their own pit. God will keep this moving forward. It'll seem detained. The procedures will seem overly prolonged. It will awaken not only God's people, but the old guard and the promises that have been made between God and his true church. We are going to get help from the Rudy Giulianis that cleaned up the gangsters in New York. The threatenings will not stop. They will stalemate things for a while. It's going to take a while for God's program to load, as it were. It surely will. But money will rush into the conservative cause. Blessings will. It will surpass all previous levels as we enter into the fifth great spiritual awakening of America. We had one in the early 1700s. It was led by David Brainerd, John Wesley, the Quakers, Jonathan Edwards. It died out after some decades. Another one set in, and another and another. The last being in the 1960s and 1970s. And basically, three generations have separated each one of them, roughly speaking. But in Ecclesiastes 3:15, God is seeking to restore what has been pushed and spurned away. He's going to reclaim it. He's going to open doors no man can close. He's going to close doors no man can open. And if you want to be part of the glorious reviving and to honor timeless covenantal relationships God has made and will do again in the fifth great spiritual awakening that will spread from the United States around the world, even hardened places like Japan, these relationships will not only be revisited, but I pass on to you a prime text that is prophetic. And that is in Jeremiah 17, verse 8 to 11. Everybody mark it down. The Lord is speaking to his people, for he, that is his people, shall be as a tree planted by the waters, spreading out its roots by the river, and showing no fear. Its leaf shall be green, even in this year of drought. It shall not cease from yielding fruit. But know this, I'm still going through the passage. The heart is deceitfully above all things, and exceedingly corrupt. A parenthesis here, we have corruption. We've got COVID. We've got a sea and a sea, and God is seeing his people and the world. The Lord is searching the minds, I'm quoting, even to reward men according to their ways, the fruit of their doings. Now watch verse 11. I'm telling you by God's grace to mark it down and to study it, because it describes the utter political graft, corruption, mixed in with the dynamic of the COVID that's going to lock down things beyond what truth would merit. But it has to do with the partridge. Can you believe it? It comes down to the partridge bird. Yes. In Jewish society, they regarded, as Ellicott brings out in the pulpit commentary and others, the partridge is known to steal the eggs of other birds. And as add them to her own. But with this result, that surely happens. When the eggs hatch, the broods desert her. The partridge was a common parable spoken about in Jeremiah in verse 11 here. And the supporters of the corrupt machine are going to take to themselves wings and be on the scene and no more. They grabbed what wasn't theirs and claimed it as their own. Religious liberties quenched. They claimed a reinterpretation of the Constitution as their own to rewrite and to erase righteous foundations. But the psalmist cries out, if the foundations are restored, what can the righteous do? And at this time, God will not let those foundations be erased. And those birds are going to leave their false mother, and the unjustly acquired riches, including the claim of the Biden campaign, they're going to forsake their possessors. They're going to claim the eggs they have not laid to get the wealth that they did not possess or lay claim to by unjust means, but they will lose. And they will become, quote, poor old fools in the parable, end quote, pulpit commentary. Now, Einstein came along, Albert Einstein, and he helped create the atom bomb. Then he had to distance himself from it because of where it was going. And this is what's going to happen by leaders in the Democratic Party, by the droves over time. They're going to pick up their chairs and they're going to leave. They don't want the incrimination, but the people of God are going to massively blossom in the interior. Not necessarily numbers, but 10% of the formal evangelical church is a considerable number, if even only that remnant come forward and they're reviving. It's going to be explosive and positively explosive for the awakening of the people of God. The next major religious awakening is underway. It's being called the 1775 year of America. That's 1 year before the Great American Revolution in 1776. The sterile European philosophical movement known as the Enlightenment, the Age of Reason, tried to infect us from over the Atlantic Ocean to the American colonies by the Enlightenment. They deplayed this role of true religion. They brought forward their baseless, supposedly scientific arguments, and it brought the inevitable reaction of the First Awakening. So we saw the second, third, and fourth, and now here we are again. So, everyone under the hearing of my voice is not important. But the global revival coming to the true church, not the false satanic pretend church that has to do with people who consider themselves moral, but only in logic. There's going to be a whole district of people going to conservative new media. There's going to be a coordination of people that come forward serving up solid Bible knowledge. And there's a window of opportunity where God's going to make it easy for himself to be found. And for those who ignore him, he's going to apostatize, that is a harden. He's going to harden their hearts and blind their eyes more dramatically, more quickly, more broad-spread than ever before, because he must separate the sheep from the goats. So as the sheep become separate, the separation will just happen. And beautiful new friendships are going to be found between born-again believers. The black and the white elements of the true evangelical church are going to galvanize and come together, like the Latino element and other minority groups. It's going to be wonderful. The warmth after such a long, cold time of inertia, a resurgence for those who diligently seek out the Word of God and love Him. The inexhaustible wells of what will never go out of date are going to show themselves in a refreshment. It's a Kairos time, the Bible word, for what is new in innovation, though not new in time. The church is not new in time. We will see by Christmas this year, under slow, arduous days between now and then, things that are so burningly relevant and unignorably going forward. Prismic will be the word, a proliferation of the prism of God's life, prismically, as the grace of God rewritten in the law, His laws and statutes and judgments in the heart. And you're going to have to be on one side or the other. It's going to be a time of cleansing. It's going to have to start with leaders going privately into the closet of God and laying down what they think they know when they've not been in the Word of God, really immersed, been more occupied with the success of their ministries or their Christian colleges, or the numbers in their churches or their budgets. We're going to find open confessions where it matters. The people of God are going to find grace to forgive one another. Reconciliations come across the lines of people didn't know they belong to each other, but really do, are going to give testimony of a warmth of God's sunshine in this stale time. But what we might call the logical conservative movement that lacks the power of God in the moral majority, they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. They're not going to have a reviving. There's going to be an interest in the Old Testament, the first 39 books of the Bible, unprecedented. The cold indifference and rigid relations between the previous groups of the evangelical church, they're going to yield in vulnerability in the awakening. The winds are going to blow. There's going to be a renewed interest in the in-depth meaning of the Word of God and the true interrelations of His people, a fresh work, a freshened emergence. A restoring of classical positions of understanding the Scripture, that it says what it means and it means what it says. A sharpening of spiritual IQ where it really matters. So keep your eye on programs such as this that make the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ the centerpiece, the real eyepiece, the real portal to understand today's news, the real lens to understand why what happens, happens. Yes, there's going to be frightening times ahead. But Trump will blow the shofar. Others will come behind him. Scripture teachers. And there has been a crack in the dam, a crack in the dike. Nothing's going to stop what is underway. Go into the Word of God. Go over this passage that we read today from Jeremiah. Go to the discoverybible.com and stay in touch with our ministry as we will with you as God paves the way. We have gifts for you, things that will strengthen your heart. God is shepherding His sheep. We intend to be edgy. We intend to get a lot of unlikes on Facebook for the likes that really matter. Be with us. We wish to be with you. There's going to be a special reckoning. And so be on the lookout for December the 2nd. That's a Wednesday. Start to measure things between here and there. Let's stay in touch and be with us on God's news that matters for today's church. The one that has it on his calendar from before the foundations of the world. The one who loves us and sealed it in his blood. The one that can't be overturned, nor his plan. In Jesus' name, affirm it. Step into it. Be part of it. Don't miss out on it. Be part of the army that really wins. The triumph that not only is coming, but is happening now and can't be turned back. In his name.